You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Now that high school and college students have graduated, many of them are considering their next moves in life. And for a lot of these Wisconsinites, moving out of state to a big city on the coast is one of the standard options on the table. And Wisconsin can be seen as having a brain drain problem, where a lot of young talent who grow up in the state leave when they graduate, maybe come back years later to raise families. But our next guest says you shouldn't move to New York City or Los Angeles. A lot of those same opportunities, he says, are right there in your hometown. He's lived in the Midwest his whole life, and he wouldn't have it any other way. And we're taking your calls on this. Have you ever lived on the coast in New York or Los Angeles, San Francisco? Why did you make that move, and did it pay off? Or do you find what you need staying in the Midwest? Are you missing out, do you think? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. Andrew Winnestorfer joins us now. He's the author of To Hell With All That, Why I'll Never Move to New York or Los Angeles. He's a freelance writer, and he joins us now in the studio. Andrew, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Veronica.
So why do you say you'd never move to New York or Los Angeles?
I think that's a complicated question and answer, but I think as I lay out in the piece, I feel like the Midwest, and I guess Madison specifically, since I live here, all of the same opportunities for culture, for jobs, they're all available here without the having to move across country away from everybody I know, and without like the overpopulation, the high rents that come with living on the coast.
Now, to be clear, a lot of people who live in what's called flyover country, like Wisconsin, they might live near a bigger metropolitan area. For instance, you might live in Eau Claire and move to Minneapolis, St. Paul, or something like that. Are you including that in the big city folk, or are you specifically talking about the coast?
It's specifically about the coasts. The reason I wrote this piece was there's like a, if you pay attention to like sites like Gawker or, the New York Times even, there's a lot of people that write like very long, flowery pieces about why they want to, live in New York or why they're leaving New York for LA. And as somebody who's lived in the Midwest, those pieces just always feel like we're left out, like we are flyover country to these people. And I felt like there hasn't been anything written from that perspective of like, you should just stay in the Midwest or stay in Minneapolis. Like, so I'm not including, like, as I say in the piece, like, there's nothing wrong with, instead of moving to New York, you move to Raleigh, like, if you're from North Carolina, or moving to Minneapolis if you're from Eau Claire.
Well, why do you think there has been kind of this ongoing, maybe it's fair to call it a mythology, about the young person packing their suitcase going to pursue their big dreams in New York or L.A.? Why has that persisted so much if it is, as you say, pretty okay staying where you are?
I think it's years of being told that by everything, pretty much, that, like, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. The old mythology of moving there. But I think there's this conception that for a lot of people, and I work with a lot of college kids on my day job, and there's like a perception that you have failed if you haven't at least like attempted going to New York or LA. And I don't think that that's fair, I guess.
Of course, you've lived here your whole life, to play devil's advocate. How do you know there wouldn't be a really happy, super successful version of you in New York or LA when you haven't tried it?
I mean, there very well could be, but there also could be like a very successful version of myself, like on Mars. Like, it's theoretical. But I also feel like I haven't scraped, like, even just living in the Midwest, like, scraped everything that I can out of living here. Like, I feel like people that pack up and move don't give this the same kind of, like, flowery attitudes about living here that they do living on the coast.
Well, people often go to the coast, it seems like, because they want a few things. They want a vibrant cultural scene. They want economic opportunity. They want to be able to network with a lot of people who might be doing the same kinds of things that they're doing. Can you do that in a smaller place when there might not be, for one thing, as many people living there?
I mean, there is certainly, like, if you want to be in movies, I think you probably have to move to L.A. But, I guess I'm a case for why you don't need to. Like, I write for publications like Vice and have a network of people who I only know over the internet. Like, a lot of them I've never met in person. I feel like the internet has leveled that in a way that you don't need to build a network in New York. Is it harder for me that I don't get to, like, see editors, like, at bars in Williamsburg or in Silver Lake every night? Probably. Like, I'm probably not getting as much opportunity from proximity, but I have a network of people, like, all over the country that I know that I can push for assignments or get work.
We're talking right now to freelance writer Andrew Winnisdorfer about why he says he would never move to New York or Los Angeles. He wrote about this recently for Vice magazine. And Andrew, what do you think you get about staying put? What do you get in exchange for some of those other bigger things, bigger marquee things you might think you're going to get on the coast? What does it give you to stay put?
I mean, for one, the quality of life here, I think, is considerably better for my friends that are freelance writers in New York. I have an apartment that is like four times bigger than what they live in. I, you know, can eat more affordably than they can. And I think just the general less like, I mentioned this in the piece, but like the general lack of like the competition, I guess, is something that I appreciate about living here, is that I don't feel like I have to get into like a lion's den to be able to write anywhere like you do in New York to get noticed.
Do you think there's more people here that are willing to give you a leg up? You know, I'm thinking, I guess, a little bit about the music scene in Eau Claire, where talking to musicians who come through WPR, a lot of people say that they're able to get a leg up thanks to the success of Justin Vernon. Do you think the same is true for other people in small communities, say in Wisconsin, that wouldn't be true in New York or LA?
I mean, I think it's a lot easier to be connected to the, you know, movers and shakers in your community when you're in somewhere like Madison as opposed to New York, where I, you know the editor of the Isthmus. I know the editor of Tone Madison, the big, you know, culture blog in Madison. I think the ability to be like closer to those people is like a leg up as opposed to being in New York, where you're one of, like I said in the piece, there's like 750,000 college grads moved to New York every 5 years, whereas, you know, so you're one of however many there are doing the same thing you're doing there.
And what about just having a broad base of life experience? If you lived here, you probably know what a cheese curd is by now. You know your favorite restaurants. You know the movers and shakers. Do you think that it, I don't know, can make you small-minded by just staying where you are?
I think you could be small-minded if you live in New York or LA as well. I think you have to work to uncover like the different elements of your culture wherever you are. In the Midwest, it is certainly harder. I mean, especially somewhere in Madison, you have to work harder to find, you know, like the restaurants that challenge you, or the music or the writing that challenges you. But it's certainly here.
We're going to go to our callers now. We've got Les on the line in Monroe. Hi, Les.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks. What do you think?
I totally agree with the gentleman, because my wife and I, we traveled and lived in Los Angeles just previous to our move to Wisconsin. I was born and raised in Wisconsin, and we've been gone quite a while. And I worked as a private chef, and when I was ready to start a restaurant, I very easily could have stayed in that area, LA, and started. You certainly have millions of people that you can try and attract, but I love Wisconsin. I like the life. I like the climate, and I knew that a small town would almost be more challenging than a big city, because when you get there, not as many people, they're going to take a real good look at you, and you better be good right out of the blocks and prove that you know what you're doing. But once we did it, just like the gentleman said, we've gotten to know the movers and shakers of this community, of this region, and it's been really beneficial. We're just great people, and we, you know each other. It's a small town atmosphere. Out in LA, there's 12 million people in the general area there, and boy, sometimes you just feel like a speck out there. I'm very happy being in a small town in Wisconsin.
And Les, do you miss anything about Los Angeles? Anything at all that you feel like you can't get here in Wisconsin?
Well, you're a little closer. You're closer to more cultural events and things like that. But then we always found that the crush of the highways and moving around, even just going up PCH to Malibu, it wasn't fun because you're packed in cars in bad traffic, and the quality of life isn't as good. Those sunny days along the Pacific, absolutely great. Walking our dog, you know, along Palisades Park are special moments. But day in, day out, the quality of life here is just so pleasant, you know.
All right. Appreciate your thoughts, Les. Thanks for calling up. Sound familiar? Do you agree with everything there?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think, you know, the idea that you don't have to spend half of your life in traffic like you do to live in L.A. is, you know, an undersold part of living here.
We're talking right now to freelance writer Andrew Winnestorfer about why he says he'd never move to New York or Los Angeles. He's lived in the Midwest his whole life. He just wrote about this for Vice magazine. And we're taking your calls on this. Do you think living in a big city on the coast is all it's cracked up to be? Did you try it? How did it work out for you? Did you come back like Les did? Or does Wisconsin have all the ingredients that you need for a happy life and a good job? What would it take to get you to leave Wisconsin? And what do you think you'd miss? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're picking up our discussion now with freelance writer Andrew Winnestorfer. He's lived in the Midwest his whole life, and he says he'd never move to New York or Los Angeles. And we want to know what you think about this. Do you think living in a big city on the coast is all it's cracked up to be? Have you tried it? Do you have any regrets about leaving? Did you come back? Do you think Wisconsin can fulfill the needs you have for a happy life and a good job? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're going to go to our phones now. We have Ellen joining us first in Madison. Ellen, hi.
Hi.
What is your story about the Midwest?
Well, I'm a transplant. I've lived in Los Angeles, Seattle, and San Francisco, and I miss each of those cities for various reasons. And I love Madison. The people are friendly, and it's great in the summertime and sometimes in the winter. But there's just no comparison to the stimulation you can get in a big city.
So you think there was more going on there. So why have you chosen, at least for now, to stay in Wisconsin, in Madison?
My husband's job, we relocated here.
Okay, but it sounds like you miss some of the happenings in those bigger places.
I miss just the street action. I miss looking at what people are wearing. It's not just, you know, college school wear. I miss hearing different languages and being able to eat like Ethiopian food one night and another, and music and art, just all of it. I think your caller should spend like a good month in a big city.
Ellen, appreciate your call. Okay, so the gauntlet thrown down, Andrew. She just gave a pretty compelling list of some things that she thinks big cities have to offer. Fashion on the streets, lots of ethnic cuisine available, the art scene. And she says you should try it. What do you say?
I mean, I think the ethnic food scene, if you go to the food carts on Library Mall every day, like, you can get a pretty wide sample of ethnic cuisine. Now, there may be in Madison, there's quite a variety. But I mean, I get, you know, there's not the bevy of entertainment options, I guess. Like, it would be less. Like, I'm not necessarily arguing that, like, Madison has less music venues than it has better music venues or more music venues than L.A. But I think if you work hard enough and like the place where you are, you can find that kind of action anywhere.
So you're saying you maybe have to dig a little deeper.
Yes. You have to work harder. And I think Midwestern people, we do work harder, right?
All right, Ellen, thank you for that call. Appreciate it. And we're going to go next to Dwight in Duluth, Minnesota. Dwight, hi.
Hi. I moved out I'm a retired business owner right now, but I moved out to L.A. in the 80s. And I absolutely did not like it either. It was, you know, the former caller, Ellen, she's right about, yeah, you want to find places to eat, you need a different restaurant every night the rest of your life. But as far as living there, is that worth it? It wasn't to me. I thought that people were kind of shallow. They just weren't as genuine as Midwesterners. And the smog was terrible. I had red eyes the whole time I was there. And the driving, you have this thing called the Thompson Bible that you have to live with. And driving was a nightmare. And like you said, you live half your life in a car. That sucks when it comes to life, as far as I'm concerned. So as far as people going out there, hey, it's a great place to visit, to live there. You're crazy.
What is a Townsend Bible?
That's a huge roadmap of every city and of L.A., and it's about 4 or 5 inches thick.
All right, so interesting. I never knew that. I've been to L.A. several times. I was not aware of this. I've GPSed it when I've gone there. But anyway, what about that bigger point? He's saying, well, for one thing, people, he's saying, are more authentic in the Midwest. Do you buy that?
I do, but you know, I'm probably biased, right? But I think here you get people are, like I say in the piece about Eau Claire, like people here just treat you like more like fair than they do in LA. There isn't any cachet to really being a celebrity in the Midwest.
Right. In your piece, you say Justin Vernon from Bon Iver would have to stand in line. He couldn't cut in line if he wanted to go to a bar in Eau Claire.
Yeah. And I really, that's something that as I've gotten older, I really appreciate about the Midwest, as I have traveled to New York and like Philadelphia, where there isn't much of a status in being a celebrity here. Like, we just treat people all the same. It's a leveling experience to live here, I think.
It sounds both good and bad when you say it that way. All right.
I think it's good.
Appreciate that, Dwight. And let's move on to Susan and Toma. Susan, hi.
Hi. It's interesting. The last two calls have really brought up some of the issues related to the point I wanted to make, is I think the concept between the Midwest and the coast is so much based upon who's the body who's talking. I'm somebody who's mixed heritage. Multiple friends of color that are in my life have at various points moved out to the coast, not because of fashion or because of anything like that, but just because of a weariness with living in a culture that continually centers a European or a white set of beliefs and ways of doing things, and just a desire to live on a coast where there are, quote-unquote, even more people like them, or just a more of a complexity of culture, so that, for example, their food is not necessarily ethnic food, or that they instead it's just home food, but in a different culture or in a different community, and where some of the, you know, microaggressions that just happens from living in a culture that largely doesn't see you are not as existent. So I think the moving from the Midwest to the coast, when we live in a Midwest that has only been really a single generation that has had large communities of color in our cities, outside obviously Chicago and Cleveland and the industrial cities, I think it can also be about a different kind of survival choice.
All right, Susan, thank you. Some really thoughtful points there from Susan about maybe the homogeneity of culture in the Midwest. And if that's not you, if you don't look like that, this might not always feel like home. Point about ethnic food, quote unquote, well taken too, as well, Susan. What about that, that this might not feel like home to everybody?
I guess you have to move in that scenario. I mean, you know, you want to feel at home wherever you live. And I guess my point of my piece is that I feel at home here and don't need to move to New York or LA.
Is that a flaw in the Midwest, though, that there isn't as much diversity as there could be, as you certainly get in New York or Los Angeles?
Yes. I mean, yeah. I don't know how to qualify that other than yes, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for bringing those points up, Susan. Appreciate that. And Karen is joining us next from Green Bay. Hi, Karen.
Hi there.
What is your take?
The only coast I've lived on is in Texas, in Houston. I travel a lot to New York for art and culture. And I was kind of amused by the caller from Madison who feels culturally maybe a little bit deprived, because we go to Madison from Green Bay to get some culture. So when you live in Green Bay, as fun as the Packers are, it's pretty hard to find other things to do there. And it does get a little tedious at times.
And have you done what Andrew suggested and tried to dig deep into your community in Green Bay there?
Yes. And there are small enclaves of cultural things to do. Hard to find out about them sometimes. And certainly not the kind of attendance that you would see at the sporting events and things in the area.
All right, Karen, thanks a lot for that call. Andrew?
I mean, yeah, I think, you know, that's something maybe we could talk about, is that if anything, the small town cultural events need to have better advertising, because it is tough to find. I'm from Oshkosh originally, and there was plenty of stuff happening there that you didn't find out about.
Well, Andrew, we leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Veronica.
That was Andrew Wittestorfer, freelance writer and the author of To Hell With All That, Why I'll Never Move to New York or Los Angeles. You can find a link to his article over on the Central Time Facebook page.